A wild finish in overtime as the Texans fall on the road to the Cowboys. The Sonic recap takes you inside the locker room afterwards.
And you're stopping yourselves in the first half. Does that give you a sense of big picture that this is one you kind of gave away? Because it was there.
Give them all the credit in the world. They're a big physical defense, but we stopped ourselves. On the drives that were stalled, we had holding calls, offsides, downfield. It's just undisciplined in the first half a little bit. So we got to stay away from those.
You guys have kind of been doing the bend don't break thing for a while now, where you're giving up the yardage, but the teams aren't scoring, and you have the takeaways. Is there danger in there in terms of the teams kind of keep getting these long drives on you?
I wouldn't say danger. At the end of the day, if we're getting takeaways, that's all that matters. They get in the red zone, we make a play, get the ball back. That yardage, really doesn't matter. For us as a defense, we just got to continue to compete. We got to go out, we got to make more plays. That's all we can do. We'll go back, evaluate the film. Like I said, I'm sure there's some things that, we'll feel as a defense we could have done better, as a team. At the end of the day, what we did today just wasn't enough.
You mentioned those turnovers in the red zone. Kendrick gets that pick, and then the offense goes three and out. Is that sometimes frustrating for you guys when you have a lengthy drive like that, force a turnover, and then you get back on the field as quickly as you did?
I wouldn't say frustrating. We got to go play regardless of the situation. The offense go three and out. As a defense, we got to go play. At the end of the day, we got to play as a team. We back those guys up just as well as they back us up. They go out, they score touchdowns. We got to go out, we got to force turnovers and, play good defense. It goes hand in hand. Whether they go three and out or not, we got to go play. It doesn't matter. So, like I said, I wouldn't say frustrating.
Now that you guys have a short week, is that a good thing? You'll be back on the field in a few days instead of having to wait until next Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely, it's a good thing because you want to get that taste out of your mouth. That's how I approach it, When you take a tough loss, or when you take any kind of loss, you're just eager to just get back on the field, to get that taste out of your mouth. And that's what we got to do. Forget about this. Even though it hurts so bad, we got to drop it and forget about it and move on to the coast, which is a division game.
That ball that Dez caught in overtime, could Jeju have defended that any better than he did?
It was just a great throw and catch. The guy went up. He's a playmaker on their team. Playmaker in this league for many years, and it was just a good throw. J. Joe contested it to the best of his ability, and Dez Bryant just went up and made a big play.